Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you on tonight. And we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, 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 everyone. We're grateful that you've come to join us on tonight. God bless each of you. Listen, while you are coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to join you on tonight. Just text them, send them a quick note, let them know, join me on the PNN. Just invite them to join you on the PNN. We want to thank God for you. Thank God for each of you on tonight. We want to thank God for our listeners that have dialed in on the platform. Thank him for our large listening base on Facebook. God bless you, Facebook listeners. God bless you, blog radio listeners. God bless you, those of you that are listening via the web. We just thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For wherever you're listening from, we just give God thanks and give God praise for you. We are now broadcasting into over 100 countries, and we're so grateful for that, people of God, because that's without mass marketing, that is without computerized systems that are going in doing marketing for you. That's without all of that. This is strictly by word of mouth strictly by the Spirit of the Lord that is going throughout the earth. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for doing it. Amen. Glory to God. We're following his mandate, all that he says to do, that we are doing. And he is doing his part, people of God. He is expanding borders. He's expanding, expanding, expanding. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for the expansion, for listening, people of God. Listen, continuing to open up borders. So we're grateful to the Lord for it. We're grateful to you, people of God, for your coming, continuing to come to be with us. We bless God for you. We just glorify the Lord. Amen. Truly, we could not do it of our own, but we bless the Lord because it is he that is doing it and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And we just come to bless his name. We just come to spread this gospel. Amen. So we're grateful to the Lord on today, people. God, as you're coming in, again, invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. And as you know, people of God, we're in our 40 days of prayer. We're in our 40 days of prayer. Have you been blessed, people of God? I know I have. I have been thoroughly blessed, amen, in the prayer, in the collective coming together, praying for the people of God. And I'm telling you, I have been blessed, amen, doing it together, amen. As our chief apostle says, we are better together. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Listen, today is day number 29. Day number 29, people, only 11 more days after today, only 10 days, amen. Tomorrow will be 30, amen. Jesus, we are fastly approaching that 40 days. We pray that you've been getting all you can out of this 40 days of prayer. Listen, whatever you put in, you get out, amen. You put in, pull on God. Listen, I want to tell you this. I visited a church on yesterday, and the man of God began to talk about the sawdust oil. And he was talking about how in the times past, you know, people, when they would erect tents or either in their churches, nothing but the floor, but they would put sawdust, which would be like wood chips, and they would put those wood chips down on the floor. And he was talking about how at that time people had such a hunger and thirst for the Lord that, you know, they didn't mind rolling. They didn't mind giving over to God, that the Lord could have his way with them, and that the people were seeking. They were really seeking the Lord. And, you know, that's just something these days that people don't have a grave desire for, to really give over to the Lord and just really let him have his way. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. And in this, I said all of that to say that in this 40 days of prayer, people of God, we pray that you have been intentional. We pray that you have been coming, seeking something from the Lord, not just coming. We know that we are interceding, and we thank God for the prayer points as laid out by our chief apostle, because we are praying right along with the All Saints 40-day fast of intercession, and we're praying right along with those prayer points. Amen. Coming every night. Tonight is number 29, and we give God thanks and praise because we're praying for the bishops and national deacons. But even as you are reading the scriptures on a daily basis, we pray that you're allowing those scriptures to speak to you, because it is a time, people of God, where you can be spiritually empowered. As you're decreasing, God is increasing in your life. Yes. He's pouring into you as you're consecrating, as you're giving way, amen, making time to pray and intercede for others. You have got to know that the Lord is blessing you, amen. If we take care of his business, he'll take care of our business. And I'm telling you, people of God, he is doing just that. God is faithful. He's faithful. So we pray that you're intentional in your coming. Even as the prayer is going forth, people of God, we just want you to touch and agree. Amen. Let your mind go. Let your mind go to, listen, beyond your church, beyond your ministry, beyond, listen, let it go beyond your city, your state. Let it go beyond your country. Because someone needs your prayers. There are bishops all over the world, and you got to open your mind and elevate your mind to be inclusive of all bishops. Amen. Glory to God. Not just your bishops. Amen. Glory to God. But we're talking about the body of Christ at large. We're talking about the body of Christ at large. Amen. Because the earth is the Lord's, and this is an opportunity for us to expand our borders, open our minds, accelerate, let God breathe into us. Let us pick up somebody, amen, that we don't know. Pick them up in the spirit so that we can pray and we can intercede for them. So again, tonight is the night for bishops and national deacons, and we know that they're all over the world. Deacons, amen, bishops, they're all over the world. They need help. They need help, people of God. They need the Spirit of the Lord to lead God and direct them. We already know the church is in trouble. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. We're at a place where we are transitioning. We're turning after this pandemic, this post-pandemic. People of God, things are changing. And a lot of things and a lot of situations that will be faced in the church, the body of Christ. Listen, there are a lot of concerns that they didn't have before now. So we need the Lord to lead God and direct them in the way to go. So we thank God for this time of intercession for the body of Christ, people of God. Again, while you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us. People of God, one can chase 1,000, 10,000 to flight. And we know that there are well more than two people on this line. So go ahead and invite someone to come, people of God. We want them to come, bring their heart, their whole heart, their spirit in. While you're doing that, just want to thank God. I want to thank God for my leaders, thanking him, amen, for our first and foremost Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's truly the head of this work. We thank God, amen, thanking him for our, I want to thank him for our chief apostle, the late apostle, Dr. S.T. James. Amen. As we've always said, later, awesome blueprint in the earth. And here we are. We're advancing. Amen. We're not out with the tent, et cetera, traveling up and down the road. But people of God, we just got a part of the vision, and we're just advancing it in the way that God has given us. So we give God thanks and praise for him, thanking him for our senior apostle on tonight, Senior Apostle Samuel Huggins James and Lady Huggins James, thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, elect Lady Tina as well, my pastor, he's as well my pastor, thanking God tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them holding their space and place in this outreach ministry, and God is so great, people of God, because he's brought people together from various ministries, and here they are serving to help keep this ministry moving forward by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thanking God for our prayer warriors, thanking him tonight for our scripture reader. And people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for all of the leaders, the pastors that come to this line that are yet wishing us well, yet holding up our arms, yet encouraging us to keep moving forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we bless God for each of you, people of God. You're so special. You're so special to us. You're so special to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you got to know that. You got to know that. But we thank God on tonight, people of God, because as we've already said, listen, this platform is just a little different, amen, than our normal platform, because we're giving way to intercession, that we're praying the different prayer points for the different areas as outlined our intercession outline. So we give God thanks and praise. So we're going to, at this time, thank God for our prayer warrior tonight. Amen. The woman of God, she's with us. Amen. Every Sunday and Monday night, we thank God for her commitment and dedication to be with us. And we just thank God for Prophetess Sharon Duncombe, coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas, now abiding in Alabama, glory to God, by way of Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Amen. We thank God for her, people of God. And before she takes the platform, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she would come with our scripture for tonight. And upon the scripture, we're going to release the platform to our intercessor for tonight, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe, in that order. God bless you, Sister Mary. You have the platform.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN Advisors, to the PNN Prayer Wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Titus, the first chapter, the 4th through the 11th verse. To Titus, my own son, after the common faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this cause have I thee entreated, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wont, ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused or riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lust, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they are the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lust's sake. I have read to you Titus, the first chapter, the 4th through the 11th verse. Lesson to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of God's holy word.
Amen, amen. Good night to every one of you that have gathered from near and far. Welcome once again on this night. We thank God for the opportunity to come before him one more time. We thank God tonight for the protocol that has already been established. And I give God thanks to my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, and his wife, Pastor E.L. Lindsay, Evangelist Bradley, the PNN Advisors, and all of our prayer warriors. Tonight, we give God thanks for being alive, be able to come back to this platform once again. Hallelujah, Jesus. We shouldn't take it lightly or slightly that we have made it here one more time. And tonight, like the evangelist said, we are dealing with prayer points tonight, and our prayer point is concerning the deacons and the bishops. And she did mention that this is a time of transition for the body of Christ. But truly, God is doing something new, and he's looking for available vessels to use to accomplish his work in this earth. It is time for the body of Christ to rise up and come up into another level in dimensions, and we can no longer afford to be the same. Bless his name. And as usual, before I pray, I will read the scripture verses. The first one is 1 Timothy 3. Welcome each and every from every nation tonight. You be blessed tonight and hope that God really do a work in your life for coming to this platform. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt or available to teach. Not given to wine, no striker or greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth his own house, having his children in subjection, glory to God, with all gravity. Tonight the bishop have a serious call, and there are qualifications that God is looking for from a bishop. He must rule his house well, his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, glory to God,
Hallelujah. How shall he take care of the church of God? Bishop, if you're on the line tonight, God is speaking. Bless his name. Not a novice, not least he be lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report. Everything about a bishop should be of good report. He said, of them which are without, people who are looking at your life, least he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let those also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon being found blameless. Even so must your wives, hallelujah, wives of deacons and bishops, you're listening tonight, be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife. One, ruling their children and their houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good decree and great boldness in the faith which is in Jesus Christ. These things write I unto you, hoping to come unto you shortly. But if I tarry, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillow and ground of truth. Glory to God. God is saying there's a way that these leaders, deacons, and bishops should behave. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness and glory. And so, as we have heard the scriptures, the next one is about Stephen and how God used Stephen tonight. And as we get ready to go into prayer, let us look to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, because we come expecting that God is going to move. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight by your name that you have given us, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. I will extol thee, O my God, O King, and we will bless your name forever and ever. Every day, God, we will bless you, and we will praise your name. Hallelujah, in this last hour. Great is the Lord, and he is greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and declare thy mighty acts. God, we thank you tonight as we lift you up in praises that you, God, will get the glory on tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, as we lift you up, we thank you that we have come together on this platform to praise you, not just to hear a prayer, but to give you glory and to give you thanks. Hallelujah, Jesus, to magnify your name. Hallelujah, mighty God, for there is none like you. Hallelujah, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth to all generations. Hallelujah, tonight, God, you uphold it all that falls, and rise it up all that be sat down or bowed down tonight. Hallelujah, your eyes are upon the, oh God, the righteous. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us in this last hour. Hallelujah, God, for keeping us safe. We will praise you, God, as long as you give us breath. Hallelujah, in this hour, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. You said all the angels should praise you. Hallelujah, God, the sun, the moon, and the tonight. Praise him, all the heavens of heavens. Praise him, all the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus, even the waters. Hallelujah, God, should praise you tonight. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Hallelujah, God, everything that God created, God is saying we ought to give him praise tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, praise the Lord from the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus is saying even the hail and the snow and the fire and the vapor and the dragons and the stormy winds. Hallelujah, that are fulfilling his word. He said the mountains and all the trees Hallelujah, and the cedars, and the beasts, and the cattle, and creeping kings, and flying fowls, and the kings of the earth, and all the people to praise his name. Hallelujah, in this last hour, he said both the young men and the maiden, the old men and the children should be giving him praise. Hallelujah, God, I thank you tonight, God, as we come to praise you. You told us everything that has breath should praise you. And so we praise you tonight in the name of Jesus for bringing us together one more time to worship you on this platform. In the name of Jesus, on this lifeline that you have created for your glory and your praises. Thank you for the vision and the ones you have given this vision to create this work for all nations to come together. We thank you for Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley tonight in the name of Jesus that made it possible. You used to make it possible to have this platform in the name of Jesus. You said if you be lifted up from this earth, God, you will draw men unto you. This platform was created to draw men unto you. This platform was created to bring deliverance and healing. And tonight, God, as we come together from every nation, I declare tonight that healing and deliverance, God, will take place in the name of Jesus, not just for bishops, not just for the deacons, but for everyone, God, that you have called tonight. You said pray for men everywhere. So men are coming together from every nation. Hallelujah, God, under this anointing and in your presence of God tonight upon this platform. So we take a minute to thank you for bringing us together one more time. It is no strength of ours. It is all about you tonight. Hallelujah, God, we thank you for releasing your angels to watch over us, hallelujah, in this minute, in this hour that we are before your presence. And even through the night, you woke us up this morning, and now we are gathered here one more time, hallelujah, to be refreshed, God, by your presence, to be revived and restored and replenished and rejuvenated, refilled, to be encouraged and to be stirred up in our spirits. As we come together, Lord God, that you would take us higher during these times of prayer and fasting in the name of Jesus. It is your desire, glory to God, tonight for us to come together like it was on the day of Pentecost. And there was a great shaking that took place because, hallelujah, God, there was on one accord. God, may we be on one accord tonight. We might not be able to see each other because our spirits will connect, God, with the prayer that is going on. Go over that note of a whole sire. Cause our minds, God, to come in. Hallelujah, Jesus, and to be on one accord as we're sitting here in your presence. God, Abba, Shandet of a whole sire. God, move tonight by your spirit. Hallelujah, God, you are welcome. Oh, God, on this platform, you're welcome in every home and every individual's life right now that you've joined to this line in the name of Jesus. Move upon them right now as we come together. Move upon us. Hallelujah, tonight. Release your presence and the anointing that makes praying easy, oh, God. Hallelujah, God, make this atmosphere conducive for this prayer to go forth. Hallelujah, Jesus, that it will not fall on deaf ears tonight. Oh, God, stir up the fire tonight. Stir up the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. We come to you like Paul and Silas, who was on one accord as they was in bondage. Hallelujah, in the prison system. Glory to God. As they yes, God. As they began to sing and pray, you showed up in hallelujah, God, in the midnight hour. And I believe that there is midnight hour where someone is on this line tonight. Hallelujah, God, move right now upon them. In the name of Jesus, God, when they began to pray, hallelujah, and worship you, God, the foundation of the earth and the prison began to shake, and chains was broken, chains and bondage were loose, oh, God. The bars of the prison flew open, and deliverance took place, oh, God. It was in the middle of the night. Father God, let deliverance take place right now as this prayer goes forth in the name of Jesus. Let every chain and bondage, God, be broken right now, God, of the lives of your people, of the lives of the deacon, hallelujah, and the bishop, hallelujah, that you have appointed and called for this time and this season. Glory to God on tonight. When Peter was in the prison system, you sent an angel to set him free, and deliverance came, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. As he, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, tonight, as we come together on one of, hallelujah, God, we declare that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same God that opened the doors and sent the angels to open it for Peter. God, release your angels over this platform right now as we pray that doors would be opened in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, the gates that were closed, hallelujah, we declare it open right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that yokes are being destroyed and burdens are being lifted under this anointing here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we lift bishops and deacons up before you, Lord, we declare that the burdens will be lifted off their shoulders, oh God. We declare, hallelujah, Jesus, tonight, that bondages will be breaking off their lives, oh God, that is keeping them stagnated and stuck in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, God, as we all stand in agreement, that every closed door will be open, glory to God, that the doors that the enemy closed in their faces, it is opening, God, tonight as we pray. Hallelujah, God, that deliverance will take place in their lives, in the name of Jesus, and in their homes, and in their ministries, and in their minds, in their spirit, and in their health, in the name of Jesus, as you, oh God, have called them together, Lord God, hallelujah, God, to do a work for you. Hallelujah, God, may you, God, touch their minds right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing and deliverance for the minds, the souls, and their bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that God, the Boshanda, the host fire that answers by fire tonight. Oh, God, loose your fire tonight to burn and to cleanse in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, you answer by fire. When Elijah called upon you, God, the fire of God fell from heaven. Let your fire fall from heaven tonight. God, show up tonight. Hallelujah. And the God that showed up in the midnight hour is moving on behalf of every deacon and every bishop tonight in the name of Jesus that is dealing with a heavy load. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, for solving every issue that they have placed before you in prayer. Hallelujah, God. Move on their behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare tonight, every Bakoshanda, hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus, that every shackle that is, my God, had them tied down is released right now in the name of Jesus. We've decided to loose the shackles off their feet, oh God, and set them free right now, God. We declare that every door, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, that has been, God, jammed and shut so tightly, our devil had closed, hallelujah, my God, to stop them, family, from moving forward, to stop their ministries. There is a release tonight in the name of Jesus as we pray and stand in agreement in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God, tonight for, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for the revelation of your word concerning their lives, God, will be manifested. We bless your holy, eternal, and everlasting name. We honor you and we adore you, God. We praise your name, for you are God and God alone, all by yourself. And there is none to be compared to you. Hallelujah, O Shandar of a host of Jesus. We give you glory tonight, oh God, for you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy, oh God, to be lifted up and adored. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy tonight. Glory to God. You are my Shandor of a host. You are here to bring deliverance, oh God, and to give them strength tonight. Give strength to everyone connected tonight. Give strength to everyone, God, that feel weak in their body, that feel weak in their spirit. And in their spirit, man, in their body right now. Hallelujah, God, the deacons and the bishops that you have chosen, ordained, and called to do a work for you. God, that you would bless them right now in the name of Jesus, that they would be led by your spirit in this last hour, oh God, that you will release, oh God, and fill them with the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might. Hallelujah, God, and they would have greater discernment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, and may they walk, hallelujah, tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God. Hallelujah, yes, God, and they devote and they would walk in the fear, oh God of Almighty God, in this last hour, Lord God. Bring fear back, oh God, in the churches in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We worship and adore you, God. We just want to tell you, Lord, that we love you more than anything right now, God. You are the reason why we are alive today. Hallelujah, God, it's because of your grace and your mercy. We give you praise, Master Jesus. Jesus, Lord of all creation, Master, oh hallelujah, Jesus, of this universe tonight, the God who made heaven and earth by his great power and stretched out arm, hallelujah, tonight, and there is nothing too hard for you to do, Lord God. You showing your shoulders, your loving kindness, hallelujah, God, unto thousands of people. You show loving kindness unto thousands and even millions of people, even to those who don't deserve it. You showed your mercy, God, and your grace to them. And so we bless you tonight for your loving kindness and your tender mercy toward us, oh God. For there is nothing too hard. We declare tonight as we pray, God, that is nothing too hard that you would not do tonight in the name of Jesus, in this hour, in the name of Jesus. You are my standard of a host. Oh God, we thank you. Your eyes are open upon the righteous tonight in the name of Jesus. Your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men. Hallelujah, Jesus, to give every man according to the fruit of his doing. You said in Jeremiah chapter 32 tonight and verse 27, you are the God of all flesh. And is there anything too hard for you? No, God, there is nothing. If we just believe you by faith, all things are possible. If we believe tonight, we declare tonight that you will move as we come before you, God, as our Redeemer and as our Savior. You will hear the prayer, God, that is going up tonight, and you will move, hallelujah, hallelujah, tonight, God, as we stand in agreement with your word, as we make our request known unto you, God, concerning the deacons, God, and the bishops. You will move by a mighty and outstretched hand on this night, God, on behalf of all deacons and behalf, yes, God, yes, mighty God, yes, God, tonight, yes, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, on behalf of all the bishops, as we lift them up to you tonight, the same God that deliver the children of Israel from the bondage of Pharaoh, out of the land of Egypt, with signs and wonders following them, with a mighty and strong arm. Hallelujah, God, you're doing it tonight in the bishops and my God, and in the lives of the deacon. Hallelujah, God, in the Mashandor of Ahosa, you kept them in the wilderness for 40 years, oh God. You provided for them, oh God. We declare that you are still the same, and we declare this over their lives tonight. You are still moving the same as you did back then. And so we come before you with confidence, with faith, God, and with assurance that you are moving tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and 3, you said to call upon you, and you will answer us, O God, and show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, as we call on you tonight. Great and mighty things will happen, God, in the name of Jesus that we know not of. This is a time, God, of cleansing, and this is a time of deliverance for the church, God, and its leaders, in the name of Jesus, because you are getting ready for that great, getting us ready for that great day. And as we, my God, prepare ourselves, God, we bring the deacons and the bishops before you tonight, and we declare, God, Jeremiah 33, 6 through 8, God, over them, and all of us on this platform tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you said, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth, and I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and I will build them as at the first, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And so God, tonight we cleanse this platform tonight. Hallelujah, God, as this prayer goes forward, this is an atmosphere, this atmosphere tonight is conducive for prayers to be answered. Hallelujah, Jesus, this is a season and the time you are restoring and bringing healing to your people. You are bringing a cure, hallelujah, tonight to your people, Jesus. You are bringing us out of captivity, and we shall return and be better and stronger together like never before in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, the way we started out years ago, Lord God, restore, God, the body of Christ. Restore, God, my God, the board of bishops. Oh, God, the bishop rich tonight in the name of Jesus. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Dear my Goshanda, oh, God, I hear you say there is a paradigm shift happening in the midst of us right now. Oh, God, over this platform, in the name of Jesus, in the body of Christ, you are doing a shift in the body of Christ, in leadership. Hallelujah, God, you're raising up some and you're pulling some down because of this shift that you are doing. Hallelujah, God, and you have chosen and ordained, God, in this last hour for this shift to take place in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been shifted out of place, everything that is out of order, you are shifting it back in place. You're putting it back in place. You're bringing order back in the name of Jesus. And it starts from the leadership. It starts from the head to the beard, down to the end of the garment. It is being cleansed in the name of Jesus, being delivered. Hallelujah, God. Save and set free from every yoke of bondage. Every burden is lifting right now as we pray, God, in the Mokoshanda, Rabandereke, in the name of Jesus. Every deacon and every bishop that is being held in captivity by the devil and his evil forces is being released right now from every snare and trap that is set to keep them in bondage. We stay out of this door. We declare it tonight, hallelujah, tonight, that is keeping them from coming into them, their full potential, that is stagnating them, hallelujah, the Boshanda tonight, and restricting them from moving forward in ministry, keeping them tied down from pursuing their purpose, slowing them down from walking into their destiny. Meaning that the Boshanda, we neutralize every demonic attack and assignment against them to stop them from fulfilling their assignment. It is canceled right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ on this night. This is the time, God, you are cleansing the church and the leadership, which includes the deacons and the bishops, from all of, oh God, our iniquity. For all of us have sinned and come short. Oh, glory to God tonight of your glory, Lord God. We have sinned against you in word, the way we speak to each other, indeed, the way we treat each other in our thoughts, the way we think about one another in our actions, the things we do, oh God, to each other. Hallelujah tonight. Thank you for, oh God, your word that came to cleanse us, for the actions to walk, for our actions tonight toward each other, oh God, in the name of Jesus. This is a season, hallelujah, for cleansing and stripping of everything that is not like you. Anything and anyone who is taking your glory, you are going to move in a supernatural way, in a powerful way, to bring deliverance and healing to us in this season. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight, for you have pardoned us from all of our iniquities, where we have sinned against you. By the precious blood of Jesus, we are cleansed tonight. We in the body of Christ have transgressed, but we are cleansed tonight in the name of Jesus. You You are here to clean us up, oh God, tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for you have given unto us the abundance of joy, peace, oh God. Hallelujah, God, in joy in the Holy Ghost. You have given unto us your truth, your word, oh God. Hallelujah, tonight. In the mighty name, oh Jesus, tonight, of Jesus Christ, we bless you, God. We glorify you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for the abundance of peace and truth that you are, my God, releasing in the body of Christ. You are releasing, God, it in the lives of the deacon and the bishops, oh God. Their ministries and their families will be receiving peace in this hour, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone that are being held captive by the devil is being released right now tonight as we pray. Their ministries and families, their mind, their health, and their finances that are being held captive is released tonight. Oh, God, you say if we speak it, you will bring it to pass. If we declare a thing, it shall be as God, I believe, as we stand in agreement, touching God. Oh, God, on this word tonight, it is happening right now. Everything that the devil has stolen and meant for their bad, hallelujah, God, is being turned around and released tonight in the lives of your deacons and the lives of your bishops that you have chosen by and chosen, and you have called them by your name in the name of Jesus. You asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? You release your spirit upon, oh God, the dry bones, and life came. There was a shaking and a rattling taking place. There was a connection taking place. Then an army came forth. We declare, oh my God, your spirit is released right now among us, oh God. New life is coming forth. There is a shaking and there is a shifting and a rattling and a cleansing happening in the realm of the spirit as this prayer goes up beyond the second heaven into the throne room of God. I declare divine, oh God, ordained connections is being released. Hallelujah, God, for your will to be done in the lives of the deacons and the bishops. Hallelujah, God, that you have chosen in this season, mighty God. This is the hour you are raising up an army, oh God. The sons of God are coming forth with fire, Lord God, with power and authority to bring changes in the churches. Hallelujah, God, and you're doing it in the lives of the deacons and the bishops, even as you cause dry bones to live. We declare that everything that is dried up in their lives is taking on life tonight. They shall live and not die, but live to declare the works of the mighty God. Where they have experienced dryness in their finances, in their marriages, in their homes, in their ministries, in their spiritual life. My God, dryness in their bank account. We speak life tonight. We speak prosperity. We speak wholeness. We speak success, blessings, and overflows, increases, and releases. We declare open doors. We declare that the windows of heaven are open right now for your deacons and your bishops to do the work that you called them to do. God is pouring down a blessing. He is releasing the latter rain upon your lives tonight, bishops and deacons. And Jobo Shanda Bahia in every nation tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, on this night, we praise you, God. Thank you for the cleansing of your sanctuary. Thank you for cleansing the church. Hallelujah, from all the iniquities. Hallelujah, God, thank you for being so gracious that you pardon us from all our transgressions. Thank you tonight, Jesus, as we've been cleansed, glory to God, and set free by the power that is in your name. We come, oh God, before you with a clean hands and with a pure heart tonight, not giving into vanity, not sworn deceitfully. Hallelujah, that we may receive, oh God, from you tonight, knowing, God, that you hear us and you bakoshanda. Yes, God, and you will move. We will bakinde, yes, God. We will receive from you tonight what we ask for and what we pray for. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for you, my God. Oh, Jesus, tonight we honor you. We appreciate you. We love you and adore you. We give you all the glory. Oh, God, we will bless you at all times, and your praises shall always be in our mouth. My soul tonight, I don't know about you, but my soul shall make a boast in Jesus Christ. God Almighty, the humble shall hear. Hear of God, and you said they shall be glad. Tonight, God, oh, I wish somebody would magnify the Lord with me. Somebody would praise the Lord with me, because he is worthy tonight. He is worthy tonight. He is worthy to be lifted up tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody help me lift him up tonight. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your matchless, eternal, and everlasting name. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah, God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sea, the name of the Lord Jesus shall be praised. Is worthy to be praised. We praise you, God, as our creator tonight, as our lover, our keeper, our deliverer, our strong tower, our hiding place, our dwelling place, our shield and buckler. You have created men and placed us in the earth just to worship you. And so we exalt, my God, your name together on this platform tonight, because we are stronger and better together. You brought us, oh God, this far by faith, leaning and depending on you. You didn't bring us this far to leave us alone. We bless you tonight, Master. We give you all the glory that is due to your eternal, almighty, and everlasting name. You are El Shaddai, almighty God tonight, who come tonight to strengthen the bishopric, come to strengthen the board of bishops in EPC Nation and those around the world. Show up on their behalf, those that decided to take on the office of bishop. Oh, God, and the deacons, you are the all-sufficient God. Make them feel alive. Multiply them exceedingly, like you did for Job. You caused him to be fruitful and multiply him double for all that was taken from him. And so tonight, hallelujah, God, we declare the same thing over the bishops and the deacons tonight. Hallelujah, God, there are many who are struggling, have been waiting on you to move. We declare, God, as this prayer go up, this is the night that you will manifest your will to them. Some of them need to hear a word from you. Open, God, their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. On tonight, they hear from you tonight so that you may speak and give them directions, because some need directions, some need instructions in the way that you would have them to go. Lord God, visit them. Oh God, reveal to them. Oh God, open up your good treasures unto them in the name, in the mighty name. Oh, glory to God, oh, of Jesus tonight. May these men that have been chosen for this office be an example in the body of Christ. May order God, order their steps according to your plans and will for their lives. Hallelujah, God, and their ministries. If they, my God, if ever a time, Jesus, they need you, it is right now. Hallelujah, God, because the forces of the enemy has intensified against God, the body of Christ, against the leadership, and so many deacons and bishops have diverted and negated of the path of holiness, and they have turned away from righteousness. So many have given into the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. So many have sugarcoated and compromised their walk with you, and the standards and the order of God has been forsaken and moved away from your house. My God, we cover your real bishops and real deacons with the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we come to you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to Boshata. In Jesus' mighty name, there is no God like you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. God, as we stand in agreement to petition your throne room tonight for deacons and bishops, we ask tonight that you would release warring angels that are fully clothed in the whole armor of God to fight God in the atmosphere against every interference and every interruption in their lives, hallelujah, that have been assigned to distract them from their purpose and the work you have called them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, God, angels are released to fight against the prince of the power of the air, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah, God, that it sends God to bring destruction in their lives and in their ministry. Hallelujah, God, demons that are fighting, oh my God, tonight to destroy their faith and trust in you. Thank you, Jesus, for shutting down the first and the second heaven where these demonic forces are operating from to destroy their minds, their health, and their characters. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ on tonight, I send war, civil war into the enemy's camp right now in the name of Jesus. I send, God, hallelujah, as we stand in agreement, we send confusion and derision, and we divide their kingdom, hallelujah, tonight. And we send frustration into the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, that the blood of Jesus is against every plan and assignment tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for neutralizing their powers right now, that they will not be able to carry out their assignment against this prayer. In the name of Jesus, we seal this atmosphere and this prayer line with the blood of Jesus against every opposition. I invite the Holy Ghost to take over this atmosphere and this prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, you are welcome, because there is nothing we can do without you, Lord. I declare a yoke destroying anointing right now because of the Holy Ghost being in the midst of us. And my God is lifting now. The burdens are lifting right now. We release it, hallelujah, in this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We are, God, decreeing and declaring this prayer over the lives of the bishops and the deacons tonight. We come to declare the word of God over and in their lives. And I hear the Lord say to move. Hallelujah, God. The move of God is on the way for you bishops and your deacons. And God's a manifestation to take place in your lives in this season, in the name of Jesus. And God said he's calling you up higher. Oh, God, you may find yourself going through trials and tribulations like never before. And God say, I'm using it to take you higher. I'm using it to build you. My God, tonight, I'm not sick here. I'm using it to strengthen you. For your trials only come to make you strong in the name of Jesus. Higher, God says, so he can use you like he desires in this last hour in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, God, is over this platform tonight and this prayer to make demons tremble. Right now, God, I believe as this prayer is going on, with all of us standing in agreement, demons must bow to your name, Jesus Christ. Somebody called Jesus. Hallelujah, God. The Bible said demons tremble at the sound of the name. Hallelujah, tonight. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We declare that every knee in the marine kingdom must bow as we call on the name of Jesus. Somebody call on the name of Jesus for the deacons and the bishops tonight. Women of God that are married to deacons and bishops, call on the name of Jesus and stand in agreement with this prayer tonight. Hallelujah, God, for a dynamic move of God in the lives, oh God, of the bishopric and the bishop, in the lives of the bishop. In the name of Jesus, may God release fresh fire, hallelujah, in their hands, in their feet, in their mouth, and in their eyes. May the rivers of living water flow from their bellies in the name of Jesus. you, Lord God, for your presence that is in the midst of us tonight. We clothe ourselves in the whole armor of God as we pray right now. No weapon formed against us tonight shall prosper. Oh, God, because we are covered in the blood of Jesus and the angels of the Lord are here tonight, God, to minister to everyone. Oh, God, of the needs and to meet every need. Hallelujah, God, and to answer this prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, with expectation and anticipation, knowing, God, that you are fixing it right now, God. We have the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, who art in heaven. We come to you to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and thanks tonight for bringing us together one more time, God. We glorify and magnify your awesome and eternal name tonight. Hallelujah, tonight, from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah, God, you will always be the same, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallowed and holy is your mighty name, and so we reverence and honor your name as we pray tonight. We call on your name, Jesus. You will always come, God, to our rescue in the name of Jesus. Our God, we say that you are great and greatly to be praised tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We bow ourselves before you tonight. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bow in your presence, for you are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last, and there is none like you. Thank you tonight, God, for keeping us from accidents and incidents and dangers seen and unseen. Thank you, Lord God, Elohim tonight, the self-existent, eternal God, El Shaddai, Almighty God, Adonai, you are God, oh my God alone. God, you are more than enough tonight. You are God tonight. Oh, glory to God. You are Jehovah Nissi, our Lord, our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. We will not walk in fear. You said the battle belongs to you. Your banner of protection over us is love tonight. Strengthen the deacons and the bishops as they go through trials and times of testing. Jehovah Nissi, be with them. Strengthen them for the battle that lies ahead in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. Hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha. God, they need healing tonight. Heal them tonight. Heal the deacons and the bishops. Oh, God, on this night. Hallelujah. Oh, God, from every hurt, from every pain, every rejection, you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Conquer every, God, demonic force that is causing them to be depressed and oppressed and discouraged. Feel like giving up, feel like throwing in the towel. We declare strength tonight. We declare wholeness, God. We thank you for deliverance from lack and poverty. Hallelujah, God, from sickness and diseases, from failures and struggles, from setbacks and roadblocks, from hindrances and stagnation, that is a sign to stop them from coming, oh God, forward, hallelujah, into their full potentially and naturally in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, thank you tonight as we stand in agreement to declare that they will succeed. They are the head and not the tail. They are above only and not beneath. They shall lend and not borrow. They are blessed going in and blessed coming out. In the name of Jesus, they are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah tonight. The blessings of the Lord will overtake their lives in their season and in this season. You are God, more than conquerors. Hallelujah, God. You have made them more than conquerors through you, who Christ Jesus, who gives them the strength. Hallelujah, God. You have given them the victory already in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Thank you, Lord God. The victory has already been won. Jehovah Shalom. Oh, your peace is upon them tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will give them peace in the midst of their storms in this hour, God. No matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, they will have peace in their minds, in their souls, and in their spirit, man. Jehovah Shammah, tonight, God, for surely your presence is in the midst of us tonight, and you are here tonight. Release your presence, oh God, over the bishops and the deacons, God, that may be on this platform and around the world tonight. In every nation, you are here to deliver them from poverty and lack. You are here to deliver them. You are here to supply all of their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus tonight. Oh God, according to your promise in your word, we declare everything that they need for their ministries, their families, and their homes, and their lives is coming into existence. Hallelujah, God. You have commissioned them, oh God, to go and do your work. We thank you, God, oh God, for the means and the God provisions to do what you call them to do. It is being released right now as this prayer is going forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ on tonight. You are Jehovah Tissue, God, our righteousness. You are bringing every deacon and every bishop into righteousness and holiness. Deliver them tonight so that they can walk upright before you, God, as they work together to build your kingdom, that they would be examples of your righteousness in the earth in this last hour. In the name of Jesus, you have set God's standards and qualification for your bishops and your deacons, which you have set in the body of Christ to bring the body into maturity, to bring the body into oneness. In the name of Jesus, we have, oh my God, so many have erred from your spirit, oh God. So many have erred from the truth. Hallelujah. And have crept into the body of Christ unaware. Wolves in sheep's clothing. You have called men to be bishops, God. But some of them have gone astray. We declare, God, that you, God, will separate the sheep from the goat and the wheat from the tares. In the name of Jesus, there is a lying, deceptive spirit that has been released, God, that has women calling themselves bishops and calling themselves women and calling themselves apostles. The devil is a liar. A woman can never be a bishop. The devil is a liar. She can never be an apostle or a deacon. The devil is a liar tonight. From the pit of hell, we neutralize and cancel and destroy every demonic spirit of lies and deception that is sent to cause disorder in the churches and in leadership right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Your word said they teach for doctrine the commandments of men. Many have diverted from the truth of God's word. They have decided to put human rules over the word of God and in the standard of the over the standard and the house of God. In the name of Jesus, Matthew chapter 15:8-9 says, these people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are, and verse 9 says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandment of men. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Mark, the book of Mark confirms what Matthew said. He said, he answered and said unto them, where had Isaiah the prophesied of you hypocrites? As it is written, the people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. How be it in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandment of men. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, the doctrines of men has taken over in the body of Christ, in the house of God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2:1-3 says, now beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering to him, of us gathering unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, hallelujah, or be troubled tonight, neither in your spirit, nor by word, nor by letters asked from us, as that day of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, God. And Lord God, there is a falling away from holiness and righteousness. There's a falling away from the standard of God and the order of your house and the rules that you have set, oh God, to make the body fitly joined together. Hallelujah. Tonight, God, will we cancel the plan of the enemy, hallelujah, that causes women to think that they can rise up and go, God, take the place of men. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it now in the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, hallelujah, God, verse 1 to 3, now the Spirit expressly speaks that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience smeared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Thou, O God, tonight, you say if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, nourished up in the word of faith and of a good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. And so God wants us to be reminded tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, about what is happening in the body of Christ, hallelujah, according to this scripture, hallelujah, seducing spirit, hallelujah, God, hypocrisy, God, lying spirit, hallelujah, deceptive demons are in the body of Christ. Oh, God, God have given order, hallelujah, and restriction, hallelujah, is in his kingdom, hallelujah, it goes sham the behosa, that many have turned, oh, God, tonight, have turned away from, in the name of Jesus. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, you talk about, oh God, the role, my God, of the deacons and of the bishops. Hallelujah, God. You said this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, hallelujah, he desire something good. He desire a good work. But God, you gave them instruction. You said they must be blameless. They must be the husband of one wife. They must be vigilant. They must be sober, of a good behavior, given to hospitality, able to teach. We declare it tonight over every deacon and every bishop. Oh, God, you said they must not be given to no wine. Don't be a psycho, not easily angry, not greedy for money. Oh, God, tonight, but they must be patient and wait on the Lord and be of good courage. They must not be a brawler, not making trouble, not covetous, not lovable, not lusting after other people's things. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said the bishop must know how to rule his own house. Hallelujah, God. His children must be in order. His children must be in subjection. And so we pray for bishops whose children are out of order, whose house is out of order, that it may come into alignment, that order may come, God. Because if they can't bring order to their house, then they can't bring order to the church. So, Lord, we pray for them tonight, that deliverance may come in the name of Jesus. For you say, if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care, O God of the church, my God, on tonight, of the living God? God is talking and speaking for my God, for the rules for deacons and my God bishops on tonight. He said he cannot be a Levite. You come on Sunday behind. You got to be mature. Least being up, my God, lifted up with pride, you can fall into condemnation of the devil tonight. Moreover, hallelujah, the word of God said you must have a good report of them which are without. People are watching your lifestyle. People are looking at you. And so God is saying you should have a good report so that when people see you as a deacon or a bishop, they would know that the hands of the Lord are upon you. The way you rule your wife and your house, they will know that the Lord God is in the midst of the church, that you are taken care of in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord God, help me tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. For many of them have fallen in to reproach and the snare of the devil. And so, God, hallelujah, God, we bind the trap and the snare of the devil that has been sent at the deacons tonight, at the bishops tonight. You said, likewise, the deacons must be grave, and the deacons, hallelujah, but must not be double-tongued. You got to know what you're speaking. You got to be careful of what you're saying. Deacons tonight, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, filthy lucre. You have some bishops. You have deacons and leaders that are greedy for money, greedy for filthy lucre, and they would do anything. They would prophesy lies. They would go shunder. Give us, my God, Jesus night, prayer lines, asking for $1,000 offering. Oh, God, $100 offerings. Oh, God, go write a paycheck. Greedy for filthy lucre. But we declare tonight that God are raising up deacons and bishops, hallelujah, will wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is saying to the deacons tonight, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. Oh, I see, go thunder. Your conscience must be clear in doing the work of the Lord, you deacons tonight. And let these also be first proved. You can't just take up the office. God said you got to be proved. You got your life got to be lined up. You must be tried before you take on the office of a deacon in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said, let them use the office of a deacon being found blameless in the name of Jesus. Even so must their wives be grave. Hallelujah. Their wives must not be slanderous, busybody, doing all kinds of things. Their wives must be sober and faithful in all things. Hear the word of the Lord. You wives of deacons and bishops tonight, you have a my shekhod of a host. God is depending on you to be women of virtue. God is depending on you to be an example for other women in the body of Christ. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their houses well. Deacons, hear God tonight. God say you better rule your house and your children and your wife well. You are the head. Bishops are the head. But we have some women trying to take over the man role. The devil is a liar tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, go stand up higher. We pull down the Jezebel spirit. Ekash. From out of your house tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, God, and the Bible said, but they have used the office, they that have used the office of a deacon with purchase to themselves a good decree and great boldness in the faith, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, these things I write unto you, hoping to come unto you shortly. And so God gave Paul the commission to write, because God is a God of order, and his house must be in order. And in order for his house to have order, your house must be in order. God is saying it's time to get your houses in order, not only the deacons and the bishops, but everybody in leadership. God is saying tonight, get your houses in order. In the name of Jesus, glory to God on tonight. Thank you, Lord God. God gave instructions and qualifications for bishops and deacons. He said, if a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. If a man, if my God, listen here, woman, oh God, that are calling themselves, God say a man, God said he, hallelujah, Jesus, how can you be confused? How can women be confused to call themselves deacons and bishops? The devil is a liar tonight. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie. He don't need to repent. He must shunder of a host. He gave the authority to man, and he will watch over his word to perform it. He will not dilute or alter his word or change his word to please no man. God will never compromise or change his word or the standard of God to please no man, to please any human being upon the face of the earth. People of God, tonight, power and the depth of demons have been released, oh God, in this hour, that are coming up against God and His word, His kingdom, and His church. There is a serious demonic, my God, of Koboshad, compromising demon that is released in this hour. My God, tonight we come to gather the prayer and pull down every lying demonic demon that is being released against the word of God. Every demon is trying to kill, steal, and destroy the plan of God for leadership. The rules and the order of God is destroyed by fire right now in the name of Jesus. We gamble Shanda Bohosaya. We release the fire of God against the forces of darkness that has crept in unaware into many ministries. My God, many women, our God, are operating in a Jezebel, oh God, anointing that controls and manipulates their husbands and leadership. Hallelujah, God, they're out of control. Our God, but God is getting ready to put them, my God, back in control. In the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement as every demonic God, my God, spirit of Delilah that is being released, oh God, to deceive men, to deceive the deacons and the bishops, my God, that it is sent to cause men to compromise and fall into a lustful, desiring spirit, oh God, to look and lust after the flesh of other women. We bind that spirit tonight and we render you powerless in the name of Jesus. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we pull down and neutralize tonight to be dismantled and destroyed by the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. Every deception and lies that is taken over. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said things must come to pass before you come. These things must happen. And we see your word fulfilling fast. Oh, God, which means we need to be watchful and prayerful like we have never been before. Many are giving heed to do to Bokoshanda, to do the Bohosheke, to do Bakasa, yes, God, to do Asheko to Bohosa. Oh, Jesus, tonight. God, to do Bohoshanda, to these seducing spirits and these doctrines of devils tonight. These demons from the marine kingdom is spreading through the body of Christ for women to take authority. Hallelujah, God. But we release the blood of Jesus, oh God, against the power, oh God, of darkness tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pull it down and send it back to the pit of hell from when it came tonight. We pull down. Hallelujah, destroy and dismantle. Hallelujah, and neutralize every homosexual demon that pervades itself in ministry and the house of God that takes on the leadership roles. You have, my God, in the bishopric, your men acting like women. Say they are bishops. Say they are apostles. Say they, my God, are deacons. Men, God, acting like women. Say they, oh my God, marrying each other, but they are operating in the house. We pull that that perverted spirit down right now in the name of Jesus. We call it by name tonight. And we send it back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Your bishops and so-called men of God getting married to other men. God is an abomination. Hallelujah, God. Even some of them are performing marriages for these perverted people. Hallelujah, God. We rebuke it tonight. Hallelujah. It's because of filthy lucre. It's because of money. Many of them are compromising and sugarcoating their spiritual walk and their spiritual life. My God, tonight, because of money. The Bible said a bishop must not be greedy or filthy lucre. The deacon likewise. And so God is saying, stop being greedy for money, not just to bishops, but to his body, to the people of God in general. Hallelujah, glory.
Thomas, they're answering the wrong.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We'll praise you on tonight. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, tonight. Oh, God, you have them. Tonight, God. Oh, God, that have gone astray. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 says, verse 5 says, perverse disputing of men of corrupt mind and destituted of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Hallelujah on tonight. But godliness with content advancement is great gain. Godliness is great gain tonight, people, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith contented. But they that will be rich will fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish, hurtful lusts. Hallelujah, Jesus. With drawn men, they draw men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred away from the faith and pierced themselves through with many arrows. Right now, God, these are praying times, especially for those in the front line in leadership. Satan knows, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, if he destroys the head, then the body will crumble and the body will fall apart. But we come calling on Jehovah Gibor, our strong tower tonight, the mighty Savior tonight, our mighty warrior tonight. You are the one that is fighting every battle for the church and for the leadership. You are rising up real bishops and real deacons tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, that will take a stand for holiness, and they will take a stand for righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight. You told us in your word to stand still and see your salvation. Hallelujah tonight. Jehovah Mekadesh, God, our holiness, the God who sanctifies and cleanses us from all sin and iniquity. You desire, God, for us to be holy as you are holy. You desire your deacons and your bishops to be holy as you are holy. You are coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. We declare that all bishops and deacons will put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. In this hour, hallelujah, God, hallelujah. Because you are depending on them to walk upright before you. Why, Moshe, with integrity and honor to represent your kingdom. Hallelujah. On this night, we declare deacons and bishops, oh God, a majestic overcomer. In the name of Jesus, they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. They can do all things through Christ tonight. Bishop, God said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you tonight. You said you sent your word, God, to heal them. Hallelujah, God, on tonight. Thank you for healing and deliverance in every area of their lives. Fathers, we come standing in prayer for the deacons and bishops. We declare tonight that your will is being done in their lives, in their ministries, and in their families. Oh, God, may they all be, oh, God, walk into the court. May they walk into the court. May they, God, walk into what you've called them, oh, God, to do and to be. Deacons and bishops, they must be spirit-led. Hallelujah, tonight. You desire, oh, God, for them to be spirit-led. For the sons of God are led by the Spirit of Almighty God. Lead them by your Spirit, oh God, in this hour, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 6, it says that in those days, Lord God, it talks about a man called Stephen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. As the disciples began to multiply, there arose a murmuring among the Grecians against the Hebrews because of their widows were neglected in daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God to serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Glory to God tonight, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Simon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Anatoth, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Hallelujah, on tonight. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith. Glory to God tonight. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among them. And so God tonight, hallelujah, is calling for the deacons tonight to take a stand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight. Glory to God. We declare it tonight that Debo Shandala Bahosa, that they are coming forward in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, raise up deacons and bishops with the spirit of Stephen tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for deacons that are called to serve. They are called to minister as the ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to serve the body of Christ. You're looking for deacons, hallelujah, that are honest, that are full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Hallelujah, like Stephen tonight was appointed, God, by you tonight to meet the needs in the church. Stephen was appointed, glory to God, to serve the widows, to take care of the business of God. Let the deacons in this hour come forth that have the heart of a servant, hallelujah, and a passion to take care of the people of God, to meet the needs of God's people. Those who are being appointed by you, raise them up in this last hour to become great as Stephen. In the name of Jesus, tonight, God, we declare that you are raising up the kind of deacons and bishops that are filled, God, that are filled with the fire of God, bring forth, God, praying men of God, praying men that are filled, God, praying men, men that would worship, men, my God, oh, glory to God, yes, Lord, tonight, that would take a stand for you like Stephen took a stand, even in the midst of him dying. He stood on your word. Give them the boldness to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let them stand, God, against ungodliness and unrighteousness. Give them the right attitude towards your people. Bring forth deacons, hallelujah, and bishops that is filled with the love of God for the people of God. Hallelujah, God. The word of God says that Stephen was full of faith and power and did great wonders and miracles. Glory to tonight among the people. Father, raise up deacons, oh God, and bishops that are just called, my God, to teach and collect, to do what Stephen has to, and not just to raise up, to teach and collect offerings, hallelujah, or to preach and to pray. But we need deacons and bishops in this hour that is full of the faith and power. Let signs and wonders and miracles follow them. Let them raise up higher. Increase them in power. Increase them in wisdom. Increase them in faith. Release, God, the fire and the power of God upon the bishop and the deacons tonight. In the name of Jesus, you have many of the Obosheka. Many of them, God, are praying and looking unto you. Right now, God, breathe upon them. Hallelujah, God, that they would be ministers to those who are being neglected in the house of God. You have called them for such a time as this to do what you have ordained them to do. And so, Father, move tonight. Breathe tonight upon them. In the name of Jesus, thank you tonight, God. Praise you for doing it tonight. Break, O Shetabahaya. Break every cycle that repeats itself in their life. Tonight, Jesus, they're not going back. No going back, God. We're moving forward tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You know the thoughts you think about them. You know the plans that you have for them. And we declare every thought, hallelujah, tonight, that you think toward their lives, their future, God, their ministry, their marriage, their family, their children, their home, their progress, their success, their visions and the dreams that you give them, their ideas, their destiny will come to pass in this season. In the name of Jesus, God, you said to tell the deacons and the bishops tonight that all of those who have been patiently waiting and praying, being faithful, obedient to your call, you will see the manifestation and demonstration of the power of God moving on your life, moving on your behalf. Hallelujah, Jesus, I declare, if you believe God tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, I hear God said to tell you, you will have, O Shandama, higher. You will have what you say tonight. been struggling for a long time, but he is here tonight to meet your need, to make ends meet for you. Hallelujah, God. Many of you have been faithful, even when you had a mind to walk away. This is a season for the greatest breakthrough in your life, for God to release the things in your life. And I hear the Lord saying unto you tonight in my hearing, those who are believing him for wives and for husbands, he is releasing it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God is telling us tonight, oh God, our warfare is ended. He is fighting every battle for his people in this hour. Just stand still in prayer. Stand still in your faith. Stand still in your mind. Stand still in your worship, in your praises, and see the salvation of Almighty God tonight in the name of Jesus, what you have been waiting for. I hear the Lord said, and what you have been praying for is coming to pass. Hallelujah, in this season, in the name of Jesus, we declare it is released right now over this platform tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare that shackles and chains are breaking off right now. I declare every unclean demon assigned to withstand us tonight, hallelujah, is being destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every night, Moshanda Bahaya, right now, every mountain, hallelujah, that is blocking your way, God said it is moving right now. He is moving it right now, said the Lord. The age stand all of our host fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, God said, hallelujah, God. Hey, God, I'm a son of a host. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, he said from verse 13, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people that are called by my name, hallelujah, shall humble themselves, the glory to God, hallelujah, on tonight, and pray, my God, on tonight, and seek my face. Yes, God, tonight, and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. Yes, God, on this night, and I will forgive. Ah, Lord, and you will forgive our sins, and God, you will heal the land. God, the land needs to be healed, and so help us to get it right. Help us to get in order in the need of Jesus. You said, now mine eyes shall be opened, and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this. I declare that the eyes of the Lord are open tonight, and his ears are attending unto the prayer that is made on this platform tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, for I have chosen and sanctified his house, that my name may be there forever. Mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And I declare tonight that God has chosen PNN and has sanctified this prayer line tonight, that his name may be here tonight, that his name may stand forever on this line. Hallelujah, God. And that his heart and his mind and shall be with us perpetually on this prayer line tonight. And so, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We give the Boshamanda, Reba Kushinda Mahaya. Yes, God, to Boshamanda. Thank you tonight, God. For praise you tonight. Thank you for moving. I am done tonight. Hallelujah. I believe somebody ought to magnify the Lord with me. I believe somebody should give.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah, for he is moving. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah tonight. You said you give them a heart. Give them a new heart and a new spirit. You worship tonight. Give us a new heart and a new spirit. To worship all the way to heart out of our flesh. That we may praise you tonight, God. My shangola bahosa. That we become the reke sete. Oh, Jesus, that the makusha manda reke sete. Jesus, that the reka shangola bahosa. We praise you to the Jesus tonight. Jesus, let the mind of Christ be in us. Oh, that was awesome in Christ, Jesus. Oh, my Shanda Rabakata. Renew our minds and none of our kitchen. Remember the old Shanda Rabakata. We thank you tonight, Lord Jesus, for bringing the new of our Pusham.
you, hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him tonight. We bless him. We bless him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know it's already done? How many believe in your spirit that it's already done tonight? Glory to God. We believe it. Hallelujah. We receive it. Glory to God. We receive and we see the manifestation by spirit on tonight. Glory to God. So we bless God. We give him praise on tonight. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah for his move, for his manifested power on tonight. We thank God on tonight for his fervent prayer. Amen, Jesus. We know, we believe, hallelujah, by faith that it's already done. I don't know about you people of God, but I know, I believe that it's already done. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you, woman of God. Amen. For availing yourself in prayer on tonight. People of God, we've heard, amen, Jesus, what the Lord has said. We want to let you know you can get a copy of the broadcast if you want to listen to it again. Simply text us. That number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Do get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, we'll certainly give it to you. Don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page, our PNN Facebook page, or our prayer group, the New Re-Up Prayer Group 52 page. Amen, Jesus. You can go out there. We post live our broadcast. If you don't have Facebook, simply Google Prayer News Network, and you will be able to tap into the radio side of the broadcast that are listed there on the web. Amen. We thank God on tonight again, people of God. Listen. Every round goes higher and higher, people of God. Tomorrow night is night number 30. Glory to God. Tomorrow night is night number 30, day number 30. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. It is day number 30. And tomorrow night we'll be praying for Jerusalem Campground. We'll be praying for Jerusalem Campground, people of God. And this is specific. It is exclusive. Amen. But listen, people of God, we want you to pray. Pray for your ministries. Pray for your ministries during this time on tomorrow. It is for Jerusalem Campground, amen. That is for our headquarters church. But do pray for your headquarters of your organization. Pray for your organization, your headquarters organization as well. Pray for, again, Jerusalem Campground. And we are incorporating your ministry headquarters. Amen. Glory to God. Pray for them in there. Now, the scripture for tomorrow, the scripture for tomorrow for Jerusalem Campground, as you're praying for your ministry headquarters, your leaders within there, people of God, the scriptures for tomorrow night are Psalms 122, verse 3 through 6. Psalms 122, verse 3 through 6. Next scripture is Psalms, the 12th chapter, verse 5. Psalms, the 12th chapter, verse 5. Our next scripture, Zechariah 14, verse 11. Zechariah 14, verse 11. And our last scripture, Proverbs 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Amen. So again, tomorrow night, our prayer is for Jerusalem Campground. Again, that's our ministry headquarters. We want to incorporate for you to pray for your ministry headquarters as well. Amen. Because we are all one big body of Christ. Amen, Jesus. Members in particular. Amen. So again, amen, I'll be focusing on our Jerusalem Campground, which is our ministry headquarters. Do pray for your ministry headquarters as you are praying on tomorrow. Do pray for your ministry headquarters on tomorrow. Amen. Glory to God. So we do bless God on tonight. We thank him. Again, people of God, if you'd like to get a copy of the broadcast, you can certainly do that. We will get them to you. We've already given you the numbers. But we do give God thanks and praise on tonight for our prayer, for our bishop. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just believe by faith that they are set free by the power of God. We believe that the Lord has released his angels in the earth, in the atmosphere, amen, Jesus, and made every crooked place straight, amen, built up every place, amen, Jesus, that was torn down, and those places that were built up that should not have been there, we know by faith, amen, Jesus, that those walls are torn down by the power of God, amen, as we have come together collectively, believing God throughout this 40 days prayer, amen, Jesus, look for manifestation, look for answers, look for change, people of God, amen, Jesus, that's your faith, amen, we pray, touch God on behalf of, and people of God, in faith, we got to see through eyes of faith the manifestation, amen, we already see it in spirit, but look for it in the natural, for so it is. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank God again for Prophetess Duncan, amen, availing herself in prayer. Amen, Jesus, on this day number 29. Glory be to God. We thank God, people of God. We thank God. It just feels good to be obedient. Amen. I don't know about you, but it feels good to be obedient to the thank you. Glory to God. It just feels good. Amen, Jesus, to be obedient to the voice of God. Amen. It feels good. Amen. So we're grateful to the Lord. Amen. For bringing us to this point. To this point, people of God, it feels good. Amen. So glory to God. At this time, we're going to release the platform that our prophetess can come, amen, and seal the prayer, amen. God has said, God has spoken. We have petitioned God on tonight, glory to God. So we now pray that the Lord would just seal the prayer, amen, just seal the prayer. People of God, thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight. Thanking you for your dedication. Thanking you for hanging in there with us during this 40 days of prayer. Glory be to God. Prophetess, God bless you. You have the platform.
Amen, amen. We give God the praise and God the glory tonight for being in the midst of us on this night. I don't know about anyone else, but I believe that when we come together and pray, something has to happen. I believe if God made it possible for us to come together, from every nation, that he has a plan and a purpose for doing it, and that something must happen. And so by faith tonight, every night, in fact, as we pray, I believe it on my heart that there should be testimonies of victory coming for that. Something should be manifested, because God would not call these times of prayer and not manifest his will. And so we thank God for that. We thank God for every one of you. We seal this prayer tonight, Father, together on this night again. We bless your name. We seek a blessing over each and every one that has taken the time out to come, not just to hear a prayer, but to stand in agreement with what has been said, knowing that, God, your word has been set, gone into the hearing of our ears. And, God, that we may not take these times and these moments lightly that you've given us to come together, because you're ready to move. We bless each and every one of the listeners tonight, every leader from every nation that has gathered, the prayer warriors tonight, the advisors, Evangelist Bradley tonight. We thank you tonight, for we are just one people under your watch. We are just one church. We may be in different nations, but we are just one church. And so, God, we thank you tonight. But as we leave this prayer line, but not your presence, cover us with your blood, hide behind the shadow of your cross, let no weapon form against us prosper. Cover every car, every vehicle, every workplace, wherever they go and whatever we do, we declare that we've been covered with the blood of Jesus. And you have a blessed night. I love you, and so do God.
And that concludes our broadcast tonight, people of God. We will see you on tomorrow night. Blessings.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.